BadgerCast number 26.
Straight from southeastern Wisconsin, bringing you your slice of Badgerland, welcome to BadgerCast. And now your host, Julie and Dale.
Hey, a freak show!
Okay, maybe this time I will turn down the music nicely. Last time it was really, really, really loud when we were introducing.
Well, you should have fixed that, I hope.
Well, we'll it's see. Okay. Well, welcome to BadgerCast, your slice of Wisconsin life. I'm Dale.
And I'm Julie.
And when was the last time? We're actually doing a podcast like not a month after the last time.
It's been a week and a half? 2 weeks, maybe?
Maybe 2 weeks. So, welcome to the show. And
for all you new listeners, thanks for tuning in.
And for all of you returning listeners, thanks for coming back. What day is this? This is almost Halloween.
Halloween's a week away. It's not almost. I'm not done yet. I still don't have candy. I don't have costumes. Yeah.
We haven't carved the pumpkins.
Well, the pumpkins can be carved a day or two before because, you know, if you carve them now, they get yucky.
They get yucky, smushy, and are very attractive to the neighbor kids.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Don't like smushed pumpkin in the street.
No. So what else has been going on?
Well, I've been doing my computer stuff for work, and I have one third of it done. I have yet to do the ENA modules. There's 42 of them. And the jury is out on the American Heart Association National, or not National, NIH Stroke Scale. I did it last year. According to the website, it's good for a year. Work said I didn't have to do it again, but I'm waiting to hear. Because that piece alone is 6 hours of you have to sit down and cannot leave the computer work to do. I don't want to do that one over.
Oh, really yeah, don't. That would not be fun.
No, because it is not designed to do a little get up and go away and come back. You have to do it all at once.
All right. It well, sucks. Let's hope you don't have to do that.
Crossing my fingers. Otherwise, work has been good. Work has been busy. Trying to think of what else I've been doing. I've fallen off the wagon a little bit. It's been chocolate craving a couple weeks.
Chocolate cravings?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been bad. Mm-hmm. Because they came out with some of the holiday candy. And there's this particular candy made by Ghirardelli called peppermint bark.
Yeah, you have been sampling the bark, so to speak, in a lot lately.
Oh.
No, I mean not a lot as in...
Oh, that just sounded bad.
I mean a lot as in more than you normally do these days.
Uh-huh.
Well, not only you.
Yeah, I've had a little help there.
I think I had one...
Thing one, thing two, and thing three.
I think I had one piece of this so-called candy since you brought it home.
Uh-huh. Well, it has to go away. Oh, saved by the bell on that one. Hold the thought. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Had to do a little homework issuing. His break was over.
Oh, okay. So, back to our show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you were talking about candy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really don't see this as becoming an issue, even around the holidays.
And why is that?
Because you are now taking me for military walks
I
on
don't
Sunday.
Do anything military. Nothing. I just walk.
Okay.
You disagree
Another
with this?
Another walk in the woods.
Uh-huh.
5 miles.
Yeah.
In less than an hour and a half.
Thereabouts. Yeah. You got a problem with that?
Other than being sore?
I'm not sore.
No, I was.
I'm not.
Yeah, well, some of us are still working to get to where you are in the fitness department.
Well, you got, let's see, today's Tuesday? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You got 4 more days to get in shape. Because we're going again on Sunday. And maybe we'll just do the 5-mile loop plus the orange loop. We can bump it up to 8 miles.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm thinking we have to.
I don't think our children will let us be alone that long.
Who said that they were going to be alone?
Oh, they come with us for 8 miles? Yeah, that really worked well with the last time you tried that.
Yeah, we'll figure out something.
So, anyway, speaking of my own trying to get in shape, I didn't do it this Tuesday, but last Tuesday, I went to the Y.
And you did?
Walked on the treadmill for 4 miles.
Good.
In an hour-ish. I got on there, and I was walking along, and all of a sudden, the thing stops.
Treadmill stopped?
The treadmill stopped.
What'd you do? Hit the button?
I hit the button. So I was in, like, you know, maybe 5 minutes or so, and I hit the button. It's like,
and you didn't know about the button before,
did you? No, I didn't know about the button. My big tummy hit the button.
That's kind of funny.
So it's like, okay, what do I do? All right, so I started over. So I went 3.9 miles on the second time. So that, and I think it was maybe a quarter of a mile or so. The first time, made 4 miles. So
I think you need to get on the elliptical.
I see those women on the elliptical. I mean, other than the fact that some of them are cute, it looks like hell. It looks like torture.
It's not bad. I didn't start off at where I'm at. Start slow. Give yourself 5 minutes on that and then do the rest of it on the treadmill.
Okay, and then the next time, what does the elliptical do that the treadmill doesn't?
It's easier on your knees.
It's easier on my knees.
And your hips.
And my hips.
Uh-huh. And you get the arms going, too. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I haven't seen an elliptical with the arms.
Then you must be looking at the wrong equipment.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about the equipment.
I know exactly what you're looking at, uh-huh.
I never see any arm movement.
Oh, you're not watching the right things.
All right. I guess I'll have to see if there's an elliptical with the arm movement for the elbow.
All of the ellipticals have arm things.
All right. Then what is the ones that you go? Maybe
those are stair steppers.
Oh. Okay. Maybe I'm confusing elliptical and stair stepper.
Well, nobody's going to know this but you because you haven't been there. But when he is in the big treadmill, elliptical, stair-stepper room.
With the big TVs.
With the big TVs. And if you're facing the TVs, you are probably on the right-hand side of the room, towards the entrance of the building. And in front of you, all the treadmills are in the back row, and in the front row, on that far right side, towards the entrance of the building, looking outside. If you're looking outside the window, towards the entrance to the Y,
oh, okay.
Those are stair-steppers. If you are on the opposite side of the room, the far left, where the door going out leads to the office, and you cannot see the outside, those are the ellipticals. And there's like 3 different kinds.
Oh. Aren't there also some bikes, too?
There's a couple bikes in front there,
too. All right.
There's 3 rows on that side. There's only 2 rows on the right side.
Okay. I was on the right side.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, speaking of which...
What are we speaking of?
When I was at, I found a new show, which I thought was very interesting.
TV show, pod show, what?
TV show.
Well, you're barking up the wrong tree here.
Network TV, believe it or not.
You're really barking up the wrong tree here.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, I don't watch TV.
Yeah, and she watches even less than network TV. And I don't watch a lot of network TV either, but I found this interesting show.
Don't watch any.
I watch.
You may. I don't.
Okay. Anyway. The point is, I'm sitting at the Y. Well, I'm actually standing at the Y doing my 4 miles. On the TV screens, there's like 4 of them, but one of them had a TV show called The Shark Tank. And the premise behind The Shark Tank was pretty cool. It's kind of a reality show.
Blah.
Well, here's a twist. It's like reality show for businessmen.
Blah, blah.
The premise is you go and you pitch your invention, idea, or business to venture capitalists, and they rip, and the whole thing is they rip you a new one.
Mm.
You know, say, are you sure you know what the hell you're doing, or what do you want to do with your invention?
So I'm losing why you'd like this. You want to see people get ripped a new one?
Well, it's actually kind of interesting because, some of them come with some pretty wild ideas.
It doesn't sound really fun because half the reason I stopped watching TV was reality shows.
I thought it was interesting. And now I do have to preface this by saying that I only saw the show.
You didn't hear it.
And read the subtitles. So it was like a deaf man watching television. I'll have to actually watch it for real.
And you can chime in next time we record.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to think of what to talk about next because I have no show notes.
Huh. Well, let's see. The rest of my week, we have now started basketball practice.
Yes.
And this is going to take some juggling.
A lot of juggling.
A lot of juggling, yeah.
Yes. Even more juggling than football.
Football is easy. Well, practice, football. Monday, Wednesday, game Saturday morning.
Yes.
Basketball? No. Basketball, practice, Monday through Friday, basically 3:30 to 5. Mm-hmm. And that was with what? 3 days' notice that we got that information?
Yeah, this is not as organized as the football league, which was super organized.
That was super organized. We got like 3 days' notice that basketball had started in practice, and I just found out yesterday that games start next week.
Yeah, I'm still not clear where the games are and what the parent involvement is on those games.
Haven't figured that out yet. I figured out the most important thing for me. I won't be making football or basketball pickup, and I won't be making games because it's not going to fit in with my schedule.
Well, I understand that.
I did find a ride home in case I'm not there or you're not there.
Okay.
So that's top of my list.
That should be interesting. Speaking of the football season, it concluded on Saturday. And number two son, Ben, played for the title game.
Mm-hmm.
Or the position game, I guess. And they did not prevail. They lost.
They only lost two.
They only lost two, so they were 5-2.
5-2
for the season.
Pretty darn good for first year.
Yeah,
most of those kids first year.
It was it was an awesome league, an awesome team. They had a pizza party afterwards. They had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, so you know when you do podcasts every 2 weeks, you don't have a whole lot. So for me, it was basically catching up on work, basketball, finished football. And now trying to get ready for the holidays because now I feel like I don't have enough time. Because there's somebody out there in Twitterland who keeps counting down the days till Christmas.
Already?
And before
all right,
the last
2 months, maybe.
No.
It's less than 2 months, right?
It's like 60 days, 59 days, something like that right now. And the last time I paid attention to it, he was like at 131 days. And I'm like, where the heck did I lose 50-some days or more?
It's called fall in Wisconsin, which, by the way, was wet and ugly this past week.
It was.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Okay. We had and we can go back to that picture.
What picture?
The picture from our walk.
Yeah, okay. There's a strange picture floating around the internet right now from Crystal of Spa Guy's Wife, and I think she copied my picture and changed it, because if you put them side by side, they are almost identical.
So, Crystal, Vancouver is a lot like Wisconsin, by the way.
It's very funny to see that picture.
Yes, but the whole week it rained. It rained and rained and rained and rained, and we have big trees in our yard, which means big leaves on the ground eventually in the fall. And it usually happens over about a month. It happened
in a week.
In a week. So now I have 2 yards full of wet leaves because...
And gutters. Don't forget the gutters.
Don't remind me.
Yeah, because I don't really want to see you up on a ladder, do I?
No, not really. The only day... Oh, 2 days, Saturday afternoon and Sunday, were the 2 days in the whole week that were really nice. Yeah. And we had our peak.
And it was supposedly supposed to rain both those days.
Monday made up for it.
Yes, it did.
So we had our fall.
Yes.
All the leaves are down.
Yeah.
I have to rake leaves in the cold, probably,
mm-hmm.
before it snows,
mm-hmm.
and borrow a lawnmower to cut the grass, because our lawnmower
took a dive.
Although we had it for like 8 years, so it was...
Yeah, but when they called to tell you what it would cost to fix it, I nearly died there, because it would have cost just as much to buy a new one.
Maybe about 50 bucks more. To buy
way too much.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting a new one.
In the spring.
And which begs the question, do we get the push mower again, or do we get a riding lawnmower?
The problem with the riding lawnmower is my yard is uneven.
Yes, it is.
It is
your
rocky.
Yard. It is our yard.
Well, okay. The minute you get out there and push the lawnmower or ride the lawnmower, it's your yard.
I would ride the lawnmower.
So we would have to get somebody in here and re-landscape a good chunk of the yard to make it flat enough to use a riding lawnmower.
Hey, that won't happen because you can't make it too flat because of the septic system. So, yeah, we can dream.
Yes. The nice thing is that we've got children who can push a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's called, Mom, I really want something. Okay.
Push the
mower. There's the lawnmower. There's the raking of the leaves. There's the picking up of this, that, or the other thing. There's pulling weeds. Yeah, we have our slave labor for 5 more years.
At least.
Or for one. Which means, I mean, as you sit and talk about this, you got to get ready for winter. So what does Dale need to put in the garage for Julie?
The snowblower.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I have to go and get that.
Yeah. I can handle the snowblower.
Okay. Yes, you can. And you had to last year.
I did. You were out of commission.
Yeah.
Speaking of, how is that elbow in the fall?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It hurts.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a song for our first break?
Yes. From Aerial Publicity. And it is a group called Sean Kershaw and the New Jack Ramblers. And this song is called Big Shot of the Honky Tonk on the Badger Cast.
He's the big shot of the honky tonk. He's a big fish in a little pond. The jukebox plays his favorite song 25 times a night. The barkeep says don't beware. He's got an attitude, but he's just trying to scare you. And there's no need to run or put up your dukes, 'cause his bark is worse than his bite. There was that one time he had a date. He still talks about it when the hour gets late, and the beer's been flowing freely for a while. But the women seem to steer clear of him. He ain't been seen with one since you don't know when. And come to think of it, it's been years since you've seen him smile. And you remember the very first time you met. He told you about the time he shook Merle Haggard's hand. And you can hear his voice clear across the bar, telling it to someone else again. He's the big shot of the honky-tonk. He's a big fish in a little pond. The jukebox plays his favorite song 25 times a night. The barkeep says don't beware. He's got an attitude, but he's just trying to scare you. There's no need to run or put up your dukes, 'cause his bark is worse than his bite. Thank you. 2 years and 3 months, and he ain't really talked about it much. The rumor is he was hastily discharged. He does like to talk about his high school years and the glories of his football career. Why, he claims he ran the ball a total of 900 yards. And if his kingdom here extends from wall to wall, the fire department sign says 75 is all. This little bar will hold at any time. But lately his subject's number 8 or 9. He's the big shot of the honky tonk. He's a big fish in a little pond. The jukebox plays his favorite song 25 times a night. The barkeep says don't beware. He's got a little attitude, but he's just trying to scare you. And there's no need to run or put up your dukes, cause his bark is worse than his bite. He's the big shot of the honky tonk, and his bark is worse than his bite.
From Aerial Publicity, that is Sean Kershaw and the New Jack Ramblers, and big shot of Honky Tonk. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Sometimes better than others, but you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Well, it is time for the Cheesehead Spotlight.
It is?
Yes.
Did you take a Cheesehead Spotlight page and...
Yes, and this one goes out specifically to Barely.
To Barely.
Is it Kenosha?
It's Kenosha.
No, it's not Kenosha.
Yeah, it is.
The Cheesehead Spotlight is Kenosha?
The Cheesehead Spotlight is Kenosha.
Oh, my. Where are you going with this?
I'm not sure yet, but Cheesehead Spotlight is the wonderful city by the lake. Lake Michigan, and the southeast corner of the state of Wisconsin, my hometown, Kenosha, Wisconsin. And it's located in the southeast corner of Wisconsin, often thought of as the gateway to Wisconsin. Kenosha's eastern border is Lake Michigan. It's bordered to the south by Lake County, Illinois, Racine County to the north, and Walworth County to the west. According to the United States Census, the city has a total square area of 24 square miles. According to the 2000 census, there are over 90,000 people in Kenosha.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That surprises me. And I thought it was smaller.
Makes it the fourth largest city in the state.
Let me guess, the top three would be Green Bay, Madison, and Milwaukee?
Yes.
Okay.
First name of Kenosha was called Pike.
Pike? Pike. As in P-I-K-E?
P-I-K-E.
And why would that be?
That was the name that the Indians used. The Potawatomi original name of it was the Place of the Pike. In the 1830s, it was renamed to Southport. And in the 1850s, another change brought the growing city its current title. It's an anglicized version of the early name Ganoshi.
Ganoshi?
Ganoshi.
You mean not Ganache?
And it says G-N-O-Z-H-E.
Well, he might have it there. Interesting.
In the 20th century, between 1902 and 1988,
yes,
Kenosha produced millions of automobiles and trucks.
I know the answer to this one.
What?
AMC.
Among others.
No, there were others.
There's the original Rambler and the Nash and the Hudson and the Lafayette and American Motors all at one time.
Used to be in Kenosha. Wow.
Used to be in Kenosha.
Didn't know the others.
Yeah.
They are no more, unfortunately.
None of them are. The Rambler, I think the Ram... Now, this is going back into what I remember of grade school history. Rambler and Nash and Hudson all got sucked into American Motors. And then in the 80s, Renault bought American Motors. And then eventually AMC got sucked into Chrysler. Mm-hmm. And now the remnants of
the engine plant
is an engine plant with a couple hundred people working there. The whole city of Kenosha went from a very manufacturing rust belt when I grew up there, and now is very much a bedroom community.
Unfortunately for two cities,
it is considered the northernmost suburbs of Chicago. According to them.
I don't like admitting that. That's sad.
Now, Kenosha's employment is basically white collar. The big things are education. There's three colleges, Parkside, Gateway, and Carthage in the area. Abbott Labs is the largest employer, either in Illinois.
I thought Abbott Labs was in Illinois.
They recently purchased land in Wisconsin and are moving a facility up into...
Wow, that's big.
So Abbott Labs may share, you know, be partially in Kenosha, partially in Northern Illinois. North Chicago. There's a lot of American industry came out of Kenosha.
Yes, it has.
Tell me which ones you know about, and I'll tell you which ones Wikipedia I know about.
I didn't grow up from grade school in this state.
Okay. Other than cars,
what can I put in as industry in Kenosha that I remember? Jelly Belly Factory, but that's not old. That's fairly new. I can't think of anything because
If you wear jockey underwear.
Oh, that's right.
It was jockey. Started in Kenosha.
Wow. I forgot about that one.
Yes.
And you did remind me about that one a while ago.
If you've ever slept in a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, it started in Kenosha.
Okay, you got two major name brands there. Anything else?
If you've ever played a trumpet from LeBlanc, it started in Kenosha.
Okay, that's three major names. What else you got?
If you ever played with Snap-on tools in your garage.
Okay, we're up to four.
That's currently...
It is a current company, yes.
Mm-hmm. In Kenosha. World headquarters.
Okay. Oh, I just thought of one.
What was that?
SC Johnson & Johnson.
That's Racine?
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Damn. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Kenosha sports the oldest velodrome or bike track in the U.S.
I've seen it. I have not been on it. And if I remember correctly, you only grew up like four blocks from there.
I grew up four blocks away from the velodrome.
Mm-hmm.
We would go every Tuesday night in the summer to the bike races.
Uh-huh.
That's where we scoped out chicks.
Whatever. Okay, you got five now.
Also, at one point, Kenosha was home to the International... it was a really long name, and I can't... The International Barbershop Quartet Federation.
Okay.
They're no longer there.
It's not a company, really, but okay.
It's not a company.
So you had four major nationwide companies. Yep. Five, if you include the car makers.
Yep.
Anything else of major interest?
Oh, I'm sure there are, but I'm not going to remember all of them now.
Okay.
Any
other factoids out there?
Factoids?
Because I'm remembering one that you mentioned way back when.
Why don't you say it?
The keyboard that we're all typing on.
Oh, yes. The QWERTY keyboard was invented by a guy named... Schultz, and there's always a dispute about where this was invented.
Kenosha versus where?
Milwaukee.
Ah.
There's a placard near Mecca in Milwaukee that says, you know, the typewriter was invented here by Schultz, Schultz guy, and I can't remember his first name. I'll put it in the show notes. Now, he... supposedly lived in the neighborhood near where my dad lived after my parents split up.
And I can't remember.
Yeah, it's
so,
in
okay.
a. Yeah, you've never been in that side of town. It's not very good.
Okay,
side.
Okay. Onward, onward.
We kind of dispute and share that.
That little factoid?
Little factoid.
Okay.
So if you ever get. And you know, the reason for why the QWERTY keyboard is set up the way it is?
No, but I know you're going to tell us.
The reason is that the keyboard had the little type thing, arms that swung and hit the roller.
Yeah, the old-fashioned. Yeah, I remember the old-fashioned typewriter. Uh-huh.
Now, if you.
That's how I learned to type on the old-fashioned
okay,
one.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The keys are set up in a way that you had to slow down. You did that in order not to jam up the striking
arms.
Mechanism.
Oh, okay.
Now you know.
Now I know.
So that is Kenosha, barely.
Kenosha? It's Kenosha.
It's Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a second. Maybe we should have him say what it is. No. It's
no,
Kenosha.
No. No. Just skip that.
All right. So what are you reading?
What am I reading? I just finished reading a book by Lisa Jackson. And hold on a second while I reach for it. Called Deep Freeze. And I don't think this has been, like, recently released. No, it wasn't. It's just new to me. It was copyrighted in 2005, in March of 2005. And it is, I would say, like a thriller mystery type of thing. A psychotic person, of course, involved. And it was pretty decent. There is a sister book to it that I have also read, and the sister book is called Fatal Burn, and I've read that one, and that was pretty good too. So, Lisa Jackson, and you'll put the show note link in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now to voicemail.
Ooh, somebody called a new number?
Somebody called a new number, which is?
Hold on. 262-649-8550?
That number again is 262-649-8550.
I got it right.
Hey! And we got a new... Well, no, I think he may have called us before.
I don't know who it is, so I can't answer.
And it's our friend, Charlie White.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, now, what was that number I was supposed to put to my cell phone and call? Oh, yeah, 262-649-8550. Listen, this is Charlie from Englewood, Colorado, also known as Q2, who was the show art. Wow, I don't think I've ever been show art before. I did go out to L.A. It was a family get-together, and I was able to get away and meet Jeff in L.A. and Peacekeeper. It's always amazing when you can meet the people you know and call friends for the first time. So just wanted you to know I actually drove a vibe about Los Angeles for miles and miles and miles in a Friday rush hour traffic all by myself. And still made it to the meeting with Jeff and Dwayne no later than, say, 25 to 30 minutes late. So I think I did pretty good. I was thinking of you guys while I did that mad dash across town, though. Anyway, thinking about you. Great podcast. Thanks, guys. Later.
Thanks, Charlie. That's funny. And yeah. It is, like you said, it's good to meet the friends, people you call friends that first time.
Yes, it is. We really enjoyed meeting you out in Atlanta, along with Big C and all the other people from Bear Crawling.
And, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, of course, because we had met Tim and Annette before.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, one more. This isn't a voicemail. It was mailed to me via somebody's iPhone, if you can believe that.
I can. But it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you. It was our friend, Crystal.
Hey, Dale and Julie. It's Crystal. Julie, congratulations on your new job. That is fantastic. And I cannot tell you how very proud I am of you for being so close to your goal. You have worked so hard. You've done amazingly well, and you are... Hey, Dale and Julie, it's Crystal. Julie, congratulations on your new job. That is fantastic. And I cannot tell you how very proud I am of you for being so close to your goal. You have worked so hard. You've done amazingly well. And you are truly an inspiration to us all. I am so, so proud of you. And Dale, I must say, my friend, Julie's influence is definitely paying off because you are looking hot. You guys look fantastic. Keep up the great work.
I miss
you, and I cannot wait to hear the next episode. It keeps me in the loop of what you guys are up to, and it's just like being with you. Not quite as good, but makes me feel close. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, thanks, Crystal.
Bye.
What was that?
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a technical...
You're having technical issues over there, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm blushing over here for the compliments, but thank you. We miss you too, and there is a possibility that we might be taking a trip towards you out in April.
We'd like to.
I just need to get some things squared away at work and see if I can get the vacation time, and there will be more info coming.
And I'm working on trying to get us out of the country.
Yeah, you're in charge of the passport issue.
How much they cost?
No, nobody has updated me.
Holy.
How much?
Crap. Okay, it's like $125 to get a passport.
Per person.
Per person. Per adult. And then it's like slightly less for kids.
So you're still talking close to $600 for passports for a family.
Plus everybody has to go there, and it's going to be stay tuned. It's going to be an adventure. We're going to traipse the troops up to the post office and say, we want to leave the country, we want passports, and they're going to look at us and say, no.
I hope not.
We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
So if you'd like to get a hold of us, like Crystal did, she sent it as an email attachment from her iPhone.
Yeah, she has like a brand new iPhone, I hear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can send it to thebadgercast@gmail.com.
Yes, you can. You could call us at 262-649-8550.
Like Charlie did.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can check us out at badgercast.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you could check us out on Twitter or Facebook.
And
I would be Don't Tickle Me.
And I'm the Philosophy Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought I set up a Facebook group or a Facebook fan page.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure where it is anymore. So check
that. Work on that.
I'll have to work on that. So look for the Badgercast fan page in the near future.
Okay.
So until next time,
I'm Julie.
And I'm Dale. And
night.